Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show here on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, we thank you for listening to AFR, and I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And good morning, Fred Jackson.
Great to be here.
Fred heads up our news team here at American Family Radio, and they have an excellent website, onenewsnow.com.
Mm-hmm.
You need to check that out, folks. If you're looking for a site where you can get the news and information from a truthful and a Christian perspective, go to onenewsnow.com. We also have a daily news brief.
Yep, we'll send it to you.
Okay.
Just go to the right-hand side of onenewsnow.com. You'll see.
Oh, that's good. I like the right-hand side.
The right-hand side.
Not the left-hand.
We don't have any left-hand side. On the side.
That's right. It doesn't even exist.
That's right.
But now the bad thing is, right, Fred, you bug people with email after email with this news. No,
nah.
Once a day.
Once a day. That's what you'll get. Just click on the button there, put your email address in there, and you will start getting it once a day, Monday through Friday.
I tell you what, thousands of people take advantage of that. Try it out. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, folks.
Yep.
But I think you're really going to appreciate once a day, late in the afternoon usually.
Late in the afternoon, completely free of charge.
So you get sort of the news of the day
in
a capsule. And
onenewsnow.com,
sign up for the news brief. And as we said here, we do not sell your name. Our email address, it simply will be used for the purpose you sign up for, which is a once-a-day, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
News brief.
Yep.
So, that'll and check that out, onenewsnow.com, onenewsnow.com. Ed, folks want to engage with us here on the show today? How can they do that?
Well, they can go to either Facebook or YouTube, and they can search for Today's Issues.
What about Instagram, Ed? Do we have a Snapchat? Are we Snapchatting or Instagramming?
Well, InstaFace. You can go to InstaFace
okay.
And Snapchat.
We can?
And Snapgram.
Can you Google Yahoo then?
You can go to FaceSnap.
Okay.
And
I
don't know. I Facebook and YouTube, I can do those.
Okay, do those.
Left out one.
What's that?
TwitFace.
TwitFace.
You shouldn't call it.
I passed him on the road on the way to work this morning.
You shouldn't call Ed that, Fred. That's not very nice.
TwitFace. I like that. I'm going to use that. That's good. I used to do my
book. Is that a Marvel or a?
It's a Marvel superhero.
Okay, that's what I thought.
TwitFace. With the power of the sun.
TwitFace.
Oh dear.
Spider-Man, Superman. Batman and TwitFace. All right.
Hey, so, can I mention Truth for Youth?
Yes, and we're about to talk about the Word of God.
We're about to talk about the Bible.
We're going to stay serious.
No wisecracks.
No wisecracking.
All right. Folks, most of you know it is National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Now, if you're from up north somewhere, you say Truth for Youths. Truth for your youths.
You're the one starting to go off rails here when we're talking about the Bible.
That's true.
Fred and I aren't even doing anything.
One free Truth for Youth Bible will be given to every student between the ages of 13 and 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend in school. Actually, a lot of these Bibles are given to, not to friends, but to kids that these Christian kids believe the Lord, that are unsaved.
Yeah.
We have some great testimonies. In fact, we're going to get a testimony here in just a second. The goal is to help get the Word of God back into public schools. This is totally legal, totally constitutional, because the kids are handing these out. The goal this year, we want to get 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teenagers. And this week, since we've been doing this, I think, Fred, for 19 years?
Yes.
AFR... with Revival Fires International, we're going to go over 1 million Bibles given away in public schools. How do you do that? Two ways to order the free Bible. You can visit truthforyouth.com. You can order online at any time, truthforyouth.com, Or you can call this number, 800-733-4737, 800-733-4737, between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Again, what we're asking you to do, if your teenager promises to give this Bible to someone at school, we will send them a free Bible. If you want to order more, you can. Cases of up to 50, very reasonably priced. You can go to truthforyouth.com or 800-733-4737. Let's listen to a testimony.
I was one of the most prominent drug dealers in my school. If anybody needed anything from pot to pills, they knew I was the guy to come see. Well, one of the girls came up to me one day and gave me a Truth for Youth Bible. She told me to read it. I immediately told her that I didn't want it and to get lost, and I started cussing her out. But as I walked away, something told me not to throw the Bible away. Something told me to keep it. Well, at that day at lunch, I started reading it. Started reading some of the comics in the front, and I noticed that one of the drug dealers in the front was a guy about my age, and it was a lot like me. It was incredible how closely it was to my life, and I realized that I needed help, and God was the only way I was going to get that. So I went and found the girl. I asked her to forgive me for being angry at her, and I asked her to teach me how to pray, and she did, and she forgave me. And then I asked Jesus to forgive me. And now I'm one of the most prominent Truth for Youth Bible givers. My principal's even noticed, and he's allowed me to have a Bible club every Wednesday morning. And now we have over 100 students every day coming to it. Keep getting me the Bibles, and I'll keep giving them away.
That's there you phenomenal, go. Isn't it?
Huh?
That, what a great testimony. Now, he mentioned comics, Tim. Over 100 pages of comics, very well done on a whole host of topics, everything from evolution to the supernatural, homosexuality, sexting and cyberbullying, abortion, all these kinds of topics. He mentioned drugs, drunkenness, and peer pressure. And that's what gets the kids into it. They look at these comics and they read them. They're all from a biblical perspective on these subjects, and then you have the New Testament. So, folks, help us get this Bible into the hands of teenagers around the country. Visit truthforyouth.com or call 800-733-4737.
Again, one free Bible. If you have, let's say you have two teenagers, then you can order two of the Bibles for free. If you have three teenagers, and grandparents, we do allow you to order for your grandchildren if you want to. Don't miss out on this opportunity.
A lot of churches, Tim, a lot of youth pastors will order a case of these. I forget what the price is.
They're not much. They're like $2 a piece or something like that.
Right, if you order like a case of 50, and then they hand them to their teenagers and say, go. It's a great witnessing tool to get your foot in the door. You can, like this guy was just talking about, this young man.
What a powerful testimony. Yeah. Again, what's the website to order and what's the phone number to order? I think this if you call this number, it goes to West Monroe,
right,
Louisiana.
The home of Revival Fires International.
That's who answers the phone, and we partner with them.
That's right, and we've been doing it for 19 years, and we hope to go over a million Bibles given away. Here's the website, truthforyouth.com. Now, you can order online anytime. If you want to call someone, 800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Time.
All right, Fred, what's in the news?
Well, let's go in connection with what we've just been talking about, the desperate need in our school system for truth today, and what better truth than biblical truth. And to that point, truth is being left out now by law in Illinois public schools. A law has been passed. The governor there just signed it into law last week that pro-homosexual propaganda must be taught in every public school in the state of Illinois. Teachers have no choice anymore. They have got to teach what's called the...
Just passed their state legislature and was signed by their governor?
Yes, sir.
To go into all public schools?
Yes.
In the state of Illinois? Now, certain, what is it exactly they're going to teach?
Well, they're going to put it under the umbrella of history. Now, let me read you a quote. In public schools only, the teaching of history shall include a study of the roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and this state. Now, that's the selling point. That's the part of the law. So only positive aspects of what homosexuality, homosexuals, lesbians...
How's this going to work exactly? Maybe you don't know the answer to that question. Are we going to talk about somebody in history and their contributions to our country and then say, oh, by the way, he also had sex with men?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to... They're not going to put it that way, but they're going to say this person... Because to your point, I'm guessing you're saying it's got nothing to do with
ridiculous.
Who they had sex with.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Huh? I mean, just... But this, I would like to know how this curriculum is developed. I mean,
I'm sure it'll be developed by homosexual activists.
Oh yeah,
and this is let me just add that this was part of the strategy way back in the late '80s when I'm not going to give you the names of the books and stuff, but when people were writing, homosexual activists were saying what we need to do is teach people that we're just like them, we're normal. So what we want to do is show how homosexuals have contributed to culture, because what they're trying to do is convince everybody that we're not abnormal, that what we do in the bedroom's not unnatural, and we want to prove that by saying, see, we invented a better mousetrap, or whatever.
Yeah, but nobody goes, George Washington was a great general, and he was also a heterosexual.
No, that's right.
Nobody says that, huh?
That's right.
So why do we need people telling us, somebody was a great singer or, architect, and oh, by the way, they were gay.
Yeah, well, this is part of the strategy to normalize homosexuality.
It's already normalized.
Yeah, well.
Pretty much.
Not to the extent that they want it.
It's not normal according to the scripture.
Right.
And it's not normal according to nature. But I'm telling you, this is already being pushed everywhere all day on TV, movies, magazines, music.
What they're going to say,
pop
Tim,
culture.
Is
yeah.
They're going to say the Supreme Court has legalized homosexual marriage. Therefore, we have the right to teach this. And
is this an opt-out?
No.
Is this an opt-out?
Nope.
So if you're telling me, does it have a grade specific that they're going to teach this?
I think it's all public schools.
Let me read from the legislation once again.
All right.
Quote, each public school district and state recognized non-public schools shall, so I assume that's going to include charters.
Charters, yes.
Subject to appropriations for that purpose, receive a per-pupil grant for the purchase of secular and non-discriminatory textbooks. All right, so there's going to be more
textbooks,
money.
Textbooks can discriminate?
Well, the non-discriminatory will be textbooks that... that teach that homosexuality is normal, natural, and healthy.
Yeah.
And if you don't teach that in your textbook, or if you teach that it's not healthy, not natural, not normal, your textbook can't be purchased.
This is ridiculous.
It's just propaganda.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Terry Schilling is the executive director of the American Principles Project, who is speaking out against this. Listen to what he has to say. American children today don't even know the basics of history.
Right.
All right, this is another important point. They are clueless, I'm quoting here, as to the founding of America. They are already essentially being taught that America was founded by white men who oppressed women and minorities instead of what America was really founded on, the notion of human dignity, that all men are created equal and have inalienable rights. He says, in reality, sexual liberation is a secular religion with its own set of beliefs. These laws are not just an assault on the innocence of children, they are the imposition of a belief system through the public schools.
I tell you what's going to happen here, too. This is going to lead to more Christians leaving the public school system in Illinois. It's happened for other reasons around the country, but the growth of private schools or Christian schools or home schools.
Yep.
It's going to, because you're forcing. The state of Illinois, with their legislature and their governor,
yes,
forcing the students of Illinois to be subjected to this propaganda,
mm-hmm. Right?
As you say, and with no opt out.
Yep.
You can't say, "Well, I'm I On religious grounds or on moral grounds, I object to my children being taught homosexuality in fifth grade or eighth grade or whenever it is in a class where they got to just sit there and listen to nonsense.
And you know what else they're going to be taught? They're going to be taught the other side of the coin, and that is your pastor, your minister, your priest, your rabbi, your parents are bigots.
They're bad people.
They're bad people if they say anything different. Let me just tell you, this is going in the next decade, this is going to be a huge fight because this is going to spread. And it's already been being done in places like California. One of the next great battles is going to be between the secularists' attempt to squash homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they want the kids in these schools. And the pushback is going to be vouchers. The pushback is going to be, because the only way to cure this foolishness, it's not foolishness in terms of ha-ha funny, foolishness in terms of the way the Bible describes it as anti-God thinking. The only way to combat this and stop it is to give to every parent the money for their kids' schooling from their taxes.
That they're already paying to.
That they're already paying for. And you say, you spend it wherever you want. That's the only way you break the stronghold of the secularist, cultural Marxists that hold our public schools. Because once public schools have to compete for that check,
yeah,
that's when they go, oh, yes, Mr. and Ms. Smith, we understand your concerns. That won't be taught here in our school.
Can I make one more point?
Sure.
And this is not original. This has been talked about before. I want people listening to us to think about your church building. Beautiful building. Classrooms that are used on Sunday for 1 hour. Think about it. You know, as pastors, as elders, as deacons, how is your building being used through the week? And if this is going to spread, what's happening in Illinois by law,
right?
No opting out. What are you going to do for your flock?
And I'll tell you something else. This goes right to one of the comments, excuse me, from one of our one of the folks watching on Facebook. Comment: Chloe Ann said, "So will Christian teachers who do not want to teach this, will they be fired?" Yes.
Yes.
They'll be fired. And what's going to happen is you're going to have an awful lot of teachers, Christian teachers, who say, I'm not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving.
Right.
And to your point, there should be a place for them to go and teach.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you can if you want to follow the show today, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in today's issues. And have we got this story posted? You have, Brent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the story Fred's just talking about, so you'll know, folks, you'll see it for yourself. We're not making this up. It comes from the Christian Post.
That is correct.
And it's the story about in the state of Illinois. This isn't like a town in Illinois, you know, or one city or Chicago. This is the state of Illinois. Legislature and governor have made it law now that the schools there, the public schools, must teach LGBT history lessons. Again, I don't know what that, it doesn't matter. It's wrong to do whatever, but I just think that I think this is forced because I can't imagine you having a full textbook of 500 pages on LGBT history.
It won't be. What it'll be is you'll be studying some particular era, and they'll have one of these little sidebars. We've seen it for Black history, where you say, you know, contributions from, you know, Black Americans, and you'll have a sidebar saying so and so is a great writer, and he or she was gay. And what's the point of that? The point of that is that, see, it's just as normal as writers,
yeah,
who are.
What happened to Q in this deal?
Questioning or queer?
No, you got LGBT histories being taught, but Q got left out. Did you notice that?
I when you said it, I noticed it. I don't know. That's from
the questioning. I thought it was queer.
It's either one. It's for questioning those who question their sexuality. Or
there are people who question their sexuality.
Mm-hmm. In other words, I don't know if I'm gay or not. I don't know if I'm male or not, or it can be, man, queer. It's either of those.
Mm.
And queer.
My
sexuality.
Dad used to say. All right, Fred. Next story.
All right.
Fred, let's lighten it up a little
let's
bit.
Let's lighten it up a little
I'm
bit.
Just kidding. Well, we can't. We can't change the world news, right?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
We had Comic Hour just a moment ago on Fox News.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
Ready for this? Breaking news. Democrats are complaining that the media is biased against them.
Wow.
Now, that's funny. That's funny right there. The Democrats, their feelings are hurt, all of them.
These are the candidates.
They're being mistreated by the liberal news media.
But what it goes to is, we're discussing this just a second ago. One of the things they don't probably want discussed are Joe Biden's gaffes. Stop covering that. It makes Joe look
bad. Come on, it's just too much fun.
Stop questioning and putting a price tag on free tuition for everyone.
What did he say the other
day? Free Medicare for everyone.
I was out last week, Vice President Biden. He said something about poor children are just as smart as white children.
Yeah, he said poor children are just as smart as white children.
Yep.
Implying that all poor children are non-white and that all smart kids are white children. Yeah.
How do you walk that one back?
I don't know. All you can say is, listen, I'm on the campaign trail. I was a little tired. I missed
yesterday, the day before, and the day before, my gaffes can be attributed to I'm a little tired.
A little tired.
Which fits into the Sleepy Joe narrative.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? They're going to come out. The other one, I think, was last week. It may have been when you were away, Tim. We only deal with the truth, not the facts.
Yeah. From Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
I tell you what, you know what you can... I got this calendar in my office that somebody sent, your tearaway calendar. One of our listeners sent it to me, and it says, it's one of these, every day you turn and it's got a quote from history or from, it doesn't have to be long ago history. It could be, a couple of years back, somebody said something that...
Inspiring.
Inspiring or funny or ridiculous or whatever. And so... I'm just thinking that Joe Biden's going to have his own year. Huh? He's going to have his own year. On March 13th, 2003, here's what Joe Biden said. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like I used to have a Far Side calendar. Remember the Far Side calendar?
Yeah, great,
yeah,
funny.
Every day a whole new funny thing. We could have a Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Well, you know what? If you're a Democrat, you've got to be worried about this slate of candidates, and Joe Biden's not going to cut it. I'm sorry. Joe Biden is Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. If you just put their two names side by side, it's probably going to be 50-50. And Joe Biden may even win. I don't know. I'm just talking about put them on a chalkboard and say, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? You start getting into election season and Biden starts doing this every other day. And, he starts talking about trade with the Congo, and then he has to come back later in the afternoon and going, I meant to say China.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You do that kind of stuff, and you're going to be 78 years old.
When you take office.
That's the best they got. I'm talking about the Democrats. They're in bad shape. I don't know what they're going to do. I think there's a good chance, and you heard it here first, that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, could be a draft into the... I do not know Mr. Newsom, Governor Newsom, at all. I'm just thinking, this field of candidates they're putting out there right now is a parade of clowns.
Yep.
I'm talking about I'm not talking about them personally. I'm talking about their ideologies.
Right.
And the things that they say, it is clownish. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, our guest will be Abraham Hamilton III.
The responsibility of serving the Lord by evangelizing and making disciples of our children, that's our job as parents. The Lord in His Word never okayed outsourcing that responsibility.
We'll also have news headlines and analysis from American Family News. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
If we want to take our nation back for God, I believe that we're going to do it through the young people that are rising up in these last days.
Tim Todd, for Truth for Youth Bible Week.
They're literally going on the school campuses with a copy of the truth of God's Word and giving it to their friends in school that are not saved. And we're seeing a massive amount of young people give their heart to the Lord as a direct result of this.
American Family Radio and Revival Fires International are partnering to give God's Word to our nation's youth. Parents, order a free Truth for Youth Bible for your teen to pass on to a friend. Or teens, you can order a Bible for a friend. Visit truthforyouth.com or call 800-733-4737 between 8 and 4:30 Central Time. One free Bible will be given to each young person who promises to pass it on to a friend.
The Truth for Youth Bible inspired me and led me to Christ.
Call 800-733-4737 or visit truthforyouth.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. When barbecue and politics collide, that story coming up.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
Congressman Joaquin Castro learned a very important life lesson the other day. The congressman recently published a list of President Trump's top San Antonio donors. One of those donors happens to be the owner of Bill Miller Barbecue, one of the most popular brisket and sweet tea joints in all of San Antonio. Castro must have imagined thousands of people converging on the barbecue joint, armed with torches and pitchforks, running the pitmasters out of town. But there happen to be some rules about living in the Lone Star State. You go to church on Sunday, you don't talk bad about somebody's mama, and you don't mess with the brisket. The day after Castro published that hateful screed, thousands of Texans piled into their pickup trucks and drove to the nearest Bill Miller Barbecue. Turns out Trump supporters don't take kindly to a politician who disrespects the brisket. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. Donald Trump is asking the right questions. However, what's been lost in the murk of media coverage, celebrity statements, and calls to action that gives the shooter the notoriety they desire is the question that was on everyone's minds when shootings happened before the Twitter era. What causes people to do this? The president called for a culture shift, saying, "Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do." Unquote. Here's one change which would bring us closer to the culture Trump envisions. Christian dads who will show their sons what it means to be a man, because Christ is the ultimate example of manhood. Not killing out of frustration for being maligned and misunderstood, but laying down his life for those he loved. This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Hey, Ed, you were saying one of our Facebook posters said what earlier? That you were...
Well, somebody had asked whether or not, we're talking about Illinois, what would happen to Christian teachers. So, Cloanne, I hope I'm...
Yeah.
I don't ever give last names when I...
Right, you don't dox.
I don't dox people, that's right. So I think I'm pronouncing her name, Cloanne. She said, so will Christian teachers who do not want to teach this, will they be fired? And I said... I can't say 100%, but I'm like 99% sure. Yes, you if the law has been passed and you are given a textbook, you're supposed to teach it.
That would be interesting to see if, in fact, that happened. Let's say a public school teacher in the state of Illinois says, I cannot teach homosexual, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, quote, history, end quote. And so then the principal is going to have to say, well, maybe they could try to move them around. I don't know, or shuffle them to some other.
But this is all everyone who, if you're a history teacher.
But you can't, you're going to have to, they're going to have
to teach history.
They're going to say, well, if you're not going to teach it, you're fired.
Right. You got to teach the textbook.
I wonder if you would have a religious freedom case there at all.
We have somebody.
And guess what?
We have someone who can answer that.
Abraham Hamilton III. Abe, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning.
Abe is general counsel here for us here at AFA, constitutional attorney, and host of the program, The Hamilton Corner, each afternoon here on American Family Radio. Are you familiar, sir, with the story we're discussing?
This Illinois law adopting LGBT history lessons?
Yeah. Familiar with that? Okay,
really?
let me ask you, well, did you hear my question?
What,
you mean repose it?
Please.
I know you were texting there while we were
He was on his phone.
I was reading the other story.
I'm squealing.
And it can happen to all of us. I'm not trying to make Abe feel bad about it.
He was checking, he's checking box scores.
You know, no. Texting while...
I was reading the other story.
On his phone. Really, it was a little bit of an affront to the three of us because it was like, I don't really... Not really paying attention to what Ed, Tim, and Fred are talking about because they bore me.
On the other hand,
that's the vibe I got. Okay, seriously, Abe. Well, the scenario is this: you have a law passed in the state of Illinois teaching LGBTQ. Well, not Q. Q got left out. They got discriminated against. Quote history, and our question is: would a Christian or a Jewish or a Muslim, for that matter, teacher? In the public school system there in Illinois, say, listen, my religious convictions won't allow me to teach this to children. might they have a case? And I guess you, as they say, you can go to court with anything. But might you have a religious freedom case?
I think you could if the teacher asserts that the state law is compelling them to violate. The free exercise of religion, to violate their religious consciences by teaching these things. I think it sets the foundation for that to be a potential issue.
It would mean that they would win, but they would have a legitimate.
Yeah, they could have a shot. Case. I mean, you can imagine them saying, hey, well, the state law is compelling me to violate my religious beliefs.
And you could demonstrate that these have been your religious beliefs in your particular religion for thousands of years.
Yes. I think you'd be able to do that successfully. And so I think the state of Illinois, obviously not considering that, they're just, you know, want to show their willingness to go along with the...
Has this happened in any other state?
Yeah, New Jersey.
Or statewide now?
Yeah.
New Jersey, California.
Several states have adopted laws similar to this. Because they're going on the narrative that this should be treated, you know, just like Black history.
All right, let me ask you this question: Can an independent school district, by independent I mean not the state of Illinois, but let's say Carbondale, Illinois, separate school district, if that's what it is, can they say we don't adopt this?
No, because if it's state law, it applies to every public school in the state.
Charter schools?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically mentioned in this law?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they can't. They have to comply with the law of the state.
Wow.
And teachers will not be able to depend on their union to fight for them.
Oh, the union's all
NEA?
In this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they love it. We said in the last segment, I know you were listening to what we were saying, but we're just picking on Abe. He's actually got things he has to do when he's not on our show. I said the only solution to this long-term, because I believe there's going to come a push by the secularists who want to control everything that has to do with education. They will come after homeschooling.
Oh.
I think that is one of the next battles. And then the only way to cure this is vouchers, where somehow you fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says the parents own the check, the tax money that goes for educating their children. It's their responsibility. They get to use that in any school they choose. That, to me, is the only way to break the stranglehold that that seculars have on our public school systems.
Well, the first thing, what you said about coming for homeschoolers, that actually has already happened in America. Homeschoolers had to fight for that right, if you remember, in the late 70s and the early 80s.
Yes.
Most of the states criminalized homeschooling. I mean, it was illegal. You
right.
know? So it's a relatively recent phenomenon for homeschooling to be considered legal, and the power brokers in the government and education complex, they loathe that liberty and would love nothing more than to try to crush it once again. You know, so that's the first thing. And the second thing, that the vouchers idea is a great fact, because you have lots of homeschools that are still subsidizing public education
through their
taxes, you know.
Yes.
And so even though they may be, you know, educating their children outside of the public education framework, they're still funding it. They're still funding it.
Well, and to your point about the homeschoolers too, about this fight for homeschooling, I love using that example when someone will text me or email or whatever and say, I don't believe Christians should be involved in politics. And I will say, do you homeschool your children? They'll say, yes, I absolutely homeschool my children. I'm not giving my children to those godless public schools. And I'll say, well, do you know why you're homeschooling your children? It's because Christians fought that fight. I mean, some of them went to jail.
That's the truth.
They went to court. They went to their legislatures. They used the political system to carve out the freedom to homeschool their children. So next time you look askance at political involvement, you want to just isolate your children and homeschool them, you can thank Christians who got involved in politics for that right.
Well, it is a right that was hard fought.
Yeah.
And the fight continues to maintain that liberty, because there are states all over the country that are attempting to peel back the freedom that has been hard fought for homeschooling.
Changing topics here for just a minute. By the way, do we have another guest, or is Abit for this?
Okay. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Tim.
Well,
it's just me.
No. I'm glad you're staying.
Folks, I hope if you're listening or watching on Facebook or YouTube, I hope you understand how we operate around here. We kid each other all the time, and it's good-natured. So
yeah, I'm not kidding. So anyway. Okay. This green card issue, what's this about, Fred?
Green card. On Monday, what was announced was a change in policy with regards to restrictions on who gets a green card in this country.
What is a green card exactly?
Green card, if I had my wallet, I would show you one.
Okay.
All right. A green card, the print on it, it says resident alien. In other words, you're allowed to live, work, and have all the privileges of
citizens. You've had that for 22
years.
Okay.
Resident alien as opposed to illegal alien.
That's right.
Right.
So you're legally in the country.
Right.
I'll go back 23 years when I applied for my green card here. My wife's American. My father-in-law, who lives here in the United States, in order for me to get the green card, he had to sign basically an affidavit of some type that said if I ever became unemployed, I would never be a burden on the state. In other words, he had to agree to take care of me and my family should anything happen to my employment here in the United States. I thought that was very reasonable. So now what's happening, what has been made more specific as of Monday, is that people who are applying for green cards, they're in the country already on a work permit, mm-hmm. and they want to get a green card. Mm-hmm. What the government has announced is they're going to look as part of the criteria to get that green card. Are you getting food stamps? Are you on Medicaid and other government social programs? That will have an impact, a negative impact, as to whether you get a green card. In other words, if you're living off the government in any way, that will have a negative impact on whether you can get a green card. Mm-hmm. That's basically it.
What's wrong with that?
So it's not a change in policy. It
yes.
is a reiteration of the policy that's existed in the United States of America for 100 years.
Yes. But the Trump administration, they announced this.
Yes.
Yes.
The other day.
Yes. They announced it too,
and is I think Ken Cuccinelli.
Ken Cuccinelli.
He's a friend of ours.
Yes.
He's
correct.
Acting.
Something. He's a director of
immigration.
He's the one that made the announcement. Right?
Yes. It's not immigration and customs enforcement.
No.
It's anyway.
Something to do with
Brent's looking.
That has control over green card.
I knew that the other day, and I can't remember now.
Yes, as A points out, this is not a new direction for this department. It's always been in place, but I think it's a reminder because we now have, I heard a figure this morning, upwards of 20 million people living in this country on work visas or in the country illegally. 20 million.
He's director of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Office.
Yes.
Okay, so the idea is when you come to, if you're going to come to America, and I think it's the same way if you go to Canada.
Yes, sir.
It is.
If you're going to live in Canada, they want to know, are you employed? You're going to be able to support yourself?
Yeah.
In fact, that is a question on the immigration.
It is called now being called merit-based immigration. Right. In other words, what can you contribute to our society instead of drawing from it?
Right. So, anyway, has the attacks now from the left?
Saying that, the Trump administration, they're redefining the Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty. What happened to give us your poor? And you know, one of the things that these regressives are taking advantage of is they're throwing everything into one big pot. This applies to those applying for a green card, not for asylum seekers. Those are not the same things. But they are taking the issue and conflating all of these various issues the same way they refer to all people who want to come to America from other countries as immigration, making no distinction between illegal immigration and legal immigration. They refer to everybody as immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, they're attempting to say this applies to everyone. This is not the legal standard for asylum seekers. This applies to those who are applying for green cards. That's a completely different status of application to come to the country. But of course, they won't miss any opportunity. Oh, you're trying to say people can only come to the country if they're wealthy. That's not at all being said here. But that is
that's what the
presented.
Left always does is they conflate, they confuse, they misuse, and they take out of context oftentimes.
And not to be left out, one of the criticisms, this is another example of Trump's racism. That's what's being used.
This is?
Yeah, this is another example of Trump racism.
But this has already been a law.
It's been American policy for over a century.
But all of a sudden, because Trump's president, it's a racial thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? This is just kind of a, see if I'm understanding this correctly.
Okay.
Because we're talking about the Statue of Liberty, the words on the plaque of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
You mentioned that's what the liberals are throwing at the Trump administration. It says this, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Some people assume that that is America saying to the world, send me all your poor people, we'll take care of them.
That's not.
But that's liberty speaking. It's the Statue of Liberty. It's as if liberty herself were saying, I know you yearn to be free. You come to me, and I will and I will help you. So, am I understanding that correctly? That's being misused by the Democrats.
It's been the your understanding of that. It's been the clear and traditional understanding of what that meaning of that saying is forever. It's only till recently that the AOC types want to say, you know what. There was a question asked the other day. I don't know if you guys brought it up or not, related to this, that I sent you guys in the form of a, it was a, I was reading the comments from, pardon me, I'll just give you the essence of it. It was the comments under a story having to do with illegal immigration. And because the Democrats, you know, all of them with the exception of Biden, and there was one other one who they don't accept the idea of making breaking into our country illegally or coming here illegally not a crime. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's a crime
yes.
now. But decriminalize. Mm-hmm. But all the other Democratic candidates for president, they want to decriminalize illegal immigration mm-hmm. into America, which would be, as Obama, former Homeland Security guy, said, would be an utter disaster. It's the same as open borders. And Biden, and there was one other one who disagreed with that. But the question that the comment person put at the end of the story was at the next debate for the Democrat, when is that, by the way?
September.
September.
In September, at the next debate, the moderator ought to say, I know you're for you, candidate whoever, Bernie Sanders, or you are not for, you're for open borders. You're for people being allowed to come here over through the southern border and not be detained and not be stopped and anyway. What is the, should we then do away with passports? Because what's the difference between having being able to come here by land without any restrictions? Why do you then make people who come by sea or by
airplane.
plane? How would a Democrat presidential candidate respond to that? How would they say, "Oh, that's a ridiculous question"?
I think it would be a great question. And I read a piece on
Real Rachel Maddow. She's a tiger. And she will nail these Democrats.
She'll bulldog them on this.
She doesn't care. Right. No, she doesn't. Anyway, go ahead, Ed.
No, I was just saying I read an article on the 2015 presidential primary, the Republican primary, had all of the candidates and how, Megyn Kelly and others, they actually asked some pretty direct questions, pointed questions, challenging Ben Carson on his lack of foreign policy chops, challenging President Trump on these various issues, as opposed to giving them a platform to just regurgitate their, campaign speeches. I think the American people would be served best by having direct questions asked like that. Okay, if you guys are in favor of decriminalizing the border, should we also remove customs and border patrol from airports?
Yes. Wouldn't that be consistent?
That be consistent with the right. policy that you're articulating for the right. southern border?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because the way it is now, if you've traveled overseas in the last several years, you don't even get on the plane. If you're in Amsterdam,
right.
you don't even get on that plane going to the United States unless you have a valid passport.
That's right.
So anybody who lands in New York or Jersey or whatever the case may be, they've already proven they have documentation that allows them in this country.
Mm-hmm. I just think that's
aerial discrimination. I mean,
aerial.
I mean, that's
and you're not talking about the Little Mermaid. You're talking about.
I am not talking about.
You know what,
Sebastian's friend.
President Trump will bring that up if the Democrat moderators don't. That's a very obvious question that deserves an answer because the Democrats are saying y'all come. Mm-hmm. On the southern border.
Right.
And Bernie Sanders probably wouldn't use y'all, but
anyway. You're welcome to come into this country. There's no such thing as an illegal human being.
That's what he said.
You're starting to sound like somebody. That's not a Vermont accent. I'm trying to place that exactly. I know where it is. It's 7-Eleven.
That's 7-Eleven. That's what Joe Biden said, right?
That is what Joe Biden said. Right. That is what Joe Biden said.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be because why have passport control if you're going to allow people just to flow over the border? And if they're, I don't know how you answer that as a.
And think of the combination of these policies. The very same people who are advocating for socialism are also advocating for open borders. How does that work?
Yeah.
Everybody come into our country.
You're going to incentivize. If you what happens when you incentivize something? You get what? More of it, right? The Democrats are saying free medical care for all illegal aliens. They don't call them illegal aliens. They call them
migrants.
Migrants, free.
They're human beings, free. Tim. There's nothing illegal about being a human being.
Okay, got it. You didn't do the Bernie Sanders
You want an icy with that? Hey, I'm Bernie Sanders. Welcome to 7-Eleven.
Oh,
but really, they're gonna coming over the border. So you're gonna get. You don't. By the way, I read yesterday where Mexico had found several hundred, if not a thousand, people hiding in trucks. Did y'all see this? Coming up through Mexico from Honduras.
Yeah, I mean that's not unusual.
Yeah. Well, it was an unusually high number in a concentrated place. That's right, what got my attention. I think that's why it was a story. But basically, the Democrats are inviting the emptying out of Central America.
It's not only that, though. What a lot of people don't know, there are people from 120 different countries now.
Yeah.
All over the world. It's not just Central America.
Well, that's true.
They're coming through, but they're coming up through that border.
You're going to start getting what's commonly called coyotes. That is people who you pay to transport you from Mexico into the U.S. illegally, and they have their ways of doing it. It's basically organized crime, right?
Yes, it's human trafficking.
Human trafficking. You're going to, if the Democrats' policies go into place, that is open borders and free medical care for anybody who can get here to our country, then you're right. You're going to empty out Central America eventually over the next 5 years or so. And you're going, as Fred, you noted, you're going to then, there's going to, it's probably already been created, a underground business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how underground you have to be if the Democrats are saying, let's do this. You could just be advertised to people who live in Africa or Thailand or
Pakistan
or anywhere where, you know, they want to see, you want to come to America? Huh? All you got to do is pay your $2,000 or whatever with us. We'll get you to Mexico City. Sounds like a tour. And then we'll provide 4-star hotel accommodations and but you see where I'm going with this? That's not unreasonable.
Yeah,
think
but
that
I,
could
but,
become
but you're an, missing, an, you're missing the, what you're missing here is that if the situation develops the way you described, it's going to actually put these coyotes out of business. Okay? Because the coyotes, now we need to think about unemployment amongst the coyotes. All right? Because if you don't have to sneak into the country, you don't need a coyote.
That's true.
That's
you,
right.
You got a point. You don't need, you're right. You're exactly right. Because the Democrats will say, tear down the walls, get rid of ICE, get rid of border security.
And y'all come.
In other words, it's not, they don't, what is this? No borders. I mean,
open borders.
And it's not open borders. It's no borders.
Right.
That's what they're advocating for, which is, you say, Ed, I didn't think about it that way. You wouldn't need coyotes because people can just come here.
Right.
Yeah. And how does that work? Europe will tell you right now.
Yes, that's exactly
There's
right.
There's a story out there right now. There are boats filled with migrants from Eritrea floating around the Mediterranean because Italy says no more.
Yeah.
We can't do this anymore. We can't sustain this.
Richard Gere, do you see that?
Yeah.
Richard Gere, the actor.
Yeah. Right.
You remember
him?
Officer and Gentleman, and very famous actor. Of course, he's not any longer in the big movies. But he was over there Italy the last few days. You can look this up.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out there. I think he went out there on one of these boats with all these folks coming, trying to get into Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Put
him on his yacht or something?
Well, no, he's like shaming the Italian government for not letting all these people continue to flood into Italy. And the Italian president said, why don't you get them on your private plane and take them back to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Good. Huh? Yeah, you're not going to shame. Europeans are getting so fed up with this, you're not going to shame anybody.
The president of Italy said, listen, buddy, why don't you take all these folks home to your house? You can afford it.
Good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Good, I mean,
for him.
All right.
Or her.
Thank you, Abe. Hey, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We shall return in 5 minutes with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.